107.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I'm going to make it. Still recovering from the holidays, but things are great, man. Yeah, doing good. We're, trucking along, excited about 2022. And, of course, we start the year off with these fun best of shows, which feature all the awesome stuff going on in the pipe world. Yeah, man, glad to be here with you. Glad to be looking forward to the next year, all the fun, really cool things coming to Country Squire Radio, which there are a lot of neat things in the future regarding that. Yeah, man. It's a good time to celebrate.
Absolutely, man. Look, it's been a crazy year this past year, and you know, that's what this series is all about. Last week we put out our part one for our best of series. This week we are doing our part two as we continue to talk about some of the amazing things happening in the pipe industry and some of the wonderful folks who are making some great things happen amidst some chaos. Let's just be honest. I mean, like, you know, this last past year was chaos. The year before that is chaos, and God willing, you know, hopefully the coming year will be less chaotic, but we just don't know. You know, we just don't know what the future holds.
Yep.
We just do our best with what we got.
That is right.
That's how we're trucking along there for sure, man. But one of the things that I am really, really thankful for, it is all the folks that are making this show happen, despite all of the frustrations that we've faced over the last couple of years. Our listeners, our supporters, our club members have been so faithful to us, man, supporting the show over at patreon.com/CountrySquireRadio. We've got the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club that has been making this show happen week to week. And one of the things that we really wanted to do was to say thank you to all of those of you who have been making this show happen by hooking you up with some kind of hard to get tobacco, at least a couple of you anyway.
Yeah, no, that's right, man. Of course, several weeks ago, we reviewed Esoterica St. Ives, and also Cornell & Deal House Reserve, which is only available at brick-and-mortar tobacconists and came out only in a limited edition tin. And so, man, we are so excited to be giving away. We're going to give away 4 ounces of this stuff. We're giving away 3 more ounces of St. Ives today at the end of the show, and the majority of a tin of Cornell & Deal House Reserve. Announced 4 winners last week who won some St. Ives. This week, we've got 4 more winners that are going to win ounces of these 2 tobaccos, and then those will be shipped to you very shortly. We're excited about that.
And I love this. I love this as far as like part of our best of series too, because, you know, this is our awards ceremony at the end of the year where we kind of hand out the trophies, the golden, you know, figuratively, of course, kind of golden awards to folks around the industry to really highlight some different products and people. But, you know, this also kind of gives us a chance to give a little something special to some of our supporters as well. I'd love to say, let's make it an annual tradition. I'm not going to hold us to that, though. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I hope next year this time of year we'll have some St. Ives to give away.
Yes.
That'd be great if I did, or some other kind of gold. But anyway, glad to do it when we can, and man, really, really excited for those people that won, and we'll find that out at the end of the episode.
That's right, man. All right, so I want to try to cast people's mind back. All right, we're at the awards ceremony. This is the best of for the last past year in the pipes and pipe tobacco world, and you know, I'm really excited because, you know, in part one, we talked about, you know, a lot of great people and products. We're going to do the same thing on this back half too. But the back half is really kind of focused in large part around the community as a whole. And so it's an area that I've got a big heart for and one that I'm really excited to talk about. And we've got some great, great nominations. Now, for those that are not familiar, the way this works is that we put it out over the last several weeks to our listeners to nominate who they felt was the best of for the various categories that we had promoted out. We take from those nominations and we kind of highlight some honorable mentions, but ultimately this is the Country Squire Radio's choice for who was the best of for all these categories. So this is kind of a partnership that we do essentially with our listeners where we are getting those nominations. We are able to kind of highlight those honorable mentions. And some of the folks that we got, man, like specifically came from those nominations, you know, that really raised them to the top and kind of allowed for that little bit, that additional critical look into that product, into that person. And so it is that collaborative effort. But at the same time, like I said, this is the Country Squire Radio choice here for all of these categories. And man, I'm just excited to dive into it. Are you ready?
I am, man. I'm excited. I've even got my champagne here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. We have to break the fourth wall a little bit. You need to know. Okay. like I'm trying to paint this picture, right? Of you, me, tuxes on a stage. We're like, classy. You know, looking nice. Yeah, we got our dress pipes with us and everything else.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
The reality is that you're sitting back in the annex and you've got the high life of beers over there.
It's the champagne of beers, man. I've got my champagne right here. I'm excited. We're celebrating. It's the best of the best, baby.
Oh, my gosh. And on top of that, I just need to acknowledge this. You're wearing a shirt that I own somehow. I don't even know how this happened, but it's some flannel shirt that I have in my closet right now that you are currently wearing. So that's just... We're just breaking this all
it's
over
a
the
disaster.
Place.
Yeah, but anyway, man, champagne and beer. It's only the best for you know this special day.
That's right, man. All right, well, let's kick us off, man. We're talking about for our first category today, we've got our best pipe manufacturer of 2021. Now, last week we talked about the best pipe carver, and we were kind of thinking about those kind of artisanal individuals and the folks that are kind of coming up. Some people that are kind of doing some more experimental, harder to find pieces from that standpoint. But when you're looking at the best manufacturer, you're looking for that quality, you're looking for that consistency. And again, this is kind of where the big boys come to play. The best pipe manufacturer, John David, when you're thinking about, you know, this particular category, what are some of the things that you're particularly looking for?
Best pipe manufacturer, you know, obviously we tend to think of these as the biggest names in the pipe smoking world, right? When you
Absolutely,
think of those
yes.
big names in the pipe smoking world and the weight they carry, the importance for the pipe smoking enthusiast community that they carry, and even the emotional connections people have to their products and all that kind of stuff, these pipes that have been passed down for generations. And this is special. This is special. You know, every time you think of pipe smoking, the first thing probably that comes to your mind is the image of a pipe, and that's what we're talking about here. And so with this, a lot of things are involved. Obviously, you know, there is some element of name recognition, but there's a quality element, there's a consistency element, there is an availability element that all goes into this. There's a support of the pipe smoking community element that you know, we're looking for just a very well-rounded manufacturer that's creating incredible pieces and doing so to advance the pipe world. And man, really, really excited about this one. Yeah,
that's right, man. So we've got our honorable mentions. And, you know, there's a lot of folks you're going to, you know, obviously, because this is a category that the average pipe smoker walking down the street is not going to be shocked by some of these names. You know what I mean? Because
of course,
the weight that kind of comes behind them. But
yeah.
Honorable mentions this year, of course, we've got Chacombe, we've got Nurup, we've got Savinelli, Costello, and Briarworks. But John David, there can only be one for our best pipe manufacturer of 2021. Who is the best pipe manufacturer of 2021?
The best pipe manufacturer of 2021 is Nording of Denmark.
Nording of Denmark, man.
And
yes.
Man, for me, it was very clear for me as a tobacconist, as someone that sits behind the counter and has to regularly, you know, look customers in the eye and say, this is the pipe for you that's going to connect with you. You're going to be super happy with. You're going to enjoy learning on this pipe. You're going to enjoy this as your 48th pipe. And Nording so often are the answer to that. 2020 was really difficult, obviously, because the world ended. But 2021, in some sense, was the year of the supply chain breakdown, right?
Whew, yes,
and,
yes.
I mean, it's weird, man. We're at the point where we're just, you know, folks are running out of product. They're running out of stuff. It's, you know, they can make an entire car, but they can't put the chip in it that makes the car go. And so they can't buy the car because there's no chip, you know, or whatever. The whole world's like that, right? We're running out of weird stuff at the shop. Like, you know, certain lighters can't be produced because it's hard to get the little parts that make the quartz in their spark, you know, and just all these weird things that happen. There's been a lot of that. And the beacon of consistency this year in both quality, but also availability and customer support and also just, you know, the consistency of their product and all that. The beacon of that has been Nording Pipes and of course, Eric Nording in Denmark. So the Nording Pipe Factory, they have a long tradition starting with Eric Nording decades ago, of producing these awesome works that are produced in mass, but are also all hand finished and all have a very unique, interesting character to them. And they have been consistently available throughout all the insanity of the past year, which is no small feat, to be honest with you, in the pipe war. It just is no small feat. With all the incredible stress put on the supply chain and the ability to get imports into this part of the world from other parts of the world, it has just been just a real crucible for people that are trying to import premium pipes. And the real shining star through all this, also maintaining quality, also coming out with new products and fun, interesting shapes and designs, has been Nording. And so, proud to go with them, happy to go with them. And of course, the great work that Mr. Eric Nording is doing and his whole team. It's so many people that go into that, not just him, but it is just an amazing group of folks there that work hard at what they do. And man, you could talk about teaching a dog, an old dog, new tricks. You know, Nording's been around a long time, and he is constantly innovating and improving. And you know, a lot of his pipes are, you know, the pipe of the year, right? I mean, or you know, the pipe manufacturer of the year. His pipes are big. His pipes are kind of, they make a statement. You know, they're fun and and interesting and engaging.
You know, a Nording pipe when
you see it, you're
absolutely.
Like, oh, that's a Nording, right? You just know it. And so because of that, they're not for everybody. You know, I personally don't own a ton of Nording pipes. It's just, you know, the larger pipe, the thing, the freehand pipe with the, you know, crazy finishes and the acrylic stems and all, you know, a lot of times that just isn't my bag, but you can't argue with the quality of the pipe. And of course the satisfaction of the customers that come back to them. Probably the best selling repeat customer pipe that I've got in the shop is a Nording. And so anyway, really, really happy for that. So anyway, Eric Nording, the staff at Nording Pipes, were just so happy to congratulate you and best pipe manufacturer of 2021.
There you go. You know, when we think about kind of physical products, this is our last category in kind of the physical product space.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always love to kind of like, you know, different categories. I kind of big up as if like that's the director or that's the actor for the Oscars or something. But the reality is that's true of all of these categories. We don't have, I mean, like, you know, like what is it, like best sound direction or best like makeup, like, you know, the Oscar categories that everybody kind of walks out of the room on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that doesn't exist.
It really doesn't.
That doesn't exist for us. Like, all of these categories are top tier. That being said, we're about to talk about the best pipe of 2021. And that is in and of itself already a fairly controversial statement, because there's probably nothing more subjective than what qualifies as a best pipe, right?
Yeah, there's not. And that's the problem. So you go into this best pipe, like what do you mean best pipe? Like the best one-off artisan pipe that so-and-so made, you know, over here in their, you know, studio in their backyard, or the best pipe that this manufacturer made in a big factory somewhere in France, or, you know, there's just a lot of different ways you could look at this. And even if you do find that pipe, well, let's say it's a series of pipes. Do you pick one of the shapes that pipe is made in, or do you pick all the shapes, or do you pick one, this finish or that finish, or is it literally just one pipe? There is one pipe on earth created, and that is the best pipe of 2021. And so it's hard to interpret this in some way, but it is a category that needs to be addressed, because there are so many awesome pipes that come out every year. I'll tell you where we kind of land here as a show, and as someone that's kind of curated these different categories and awards. What we're looking for here is essentially the best series of pipes that have been introduced over the past year. And so we're not looking for a pipe that, let's say, Todd Johnson just makes this one pipe and it's awesome and everybody loves it and it sells for $3,000 or whatever. Like, I mean, that's great, but that's, we're not talking about that. I've never seen that pipe in person. I can't put my hands on it. I, you know, all this, that's not a pipe that just everyone can go buy. There's only one of them in the world. It's hard. How do you compare those? You know, so typically what we do here is we talk about a pipe that a manufacturer has come out with that is available in a series that can be purchased, you know, in a variety of shapes, or at least, you know, by multiple people, that type of thing. And so, so that's typically what we're going for here. And, you know, happy to do that. There's just so many great styles and designs and finishes of pipes that come out year after year. And so we're proud to support and honor those.
All right, man. I have to admit, I'm a little nervous even sharing some of these out, 'cause I know that, like, instantly, feelings are going to get hurt. heroes will be celebrated. Like this is one of those categories, man, where there's just going to be emotions that are tied into this. But
it's true. Yep.
We got very selective for our honorable mentions this year. We've got the autograph
from Savinelli.
We've got the Tonino Giacano 40th anniversary series. And I'd like to add one more if that's okay.
Yeah.
And we've got the Tiberius from Missouri Meerschaum.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. It's there.
Those are our honorable mentions, but there can only be one. There can only be one winner. John David, what was Country Squire Radio's best pipe of 2021?
Yeah, it's tough, right? It's tough. Awesome choices are, you know, awesome competitors and so many great pipes that came out this past year. Best pipe of 2021 goes to a pipe from none other than Peterson, and it is the Newgrange Spigot pipe.
Mm.
And it is hot.
Wow. All right. Yep.
It is beautiful, man. You know, if 2021 in some sense were, if it were, you know, we talked about it early being the year of the supply chain failure or whatever. For Peterson, it was the year of the spigot pipe.
Hmm.
Peterson cranked out some spigot pipes this year. They realized that, wow, people really like these shiny, you know, sterling silver spigot pipes. They really like these shiny, flashy pipes, or these pipes with traditional shapes, but just has this bling, you know, that kind of flanks the, surrounds the middle of the pipe there. And man, they doubled down on it. They did. They came out with some limited edition stuff and some one-off stuff and some new production stuff. And it just, you know, made some of their other spigot of varieties more accessible, put them out in new shapes or new finishes. And man, I think the jewel of that, at least in my mind, is the Newgrange spigot that Peterson came out with. Features a dark sandblast contrasted by Cumberland-hued acrylic mouthpiece and, of course, the sterling silver spigot mount. And spigot pipes, of course, what we're talking about here is, you know, when you've got the sterling silver ferrule shank cap that's there on the end of the shank, and then you've got a tenon that plugs into there that is you know, essentially all silver as well. And so that just mounts right in there and is a friction fit kind of thing. And Peterson has made this available in a variety of some of their most sought after shapes. You know, this is a pipe that you can find in a variety of different shapes, but they're all going to have that nice, warm, dark sandblast that's contrasted by that really almost a deep ruby-colored acrylic mouthpiece. It's just very attractive. But anyway, they retail for around $200. I think $220 is the retail. You can typically find it for a little less expensive than that. But again, comes in some of their most handsome and sought-after shapes and, you know, in a straight and a bent variety. But just a really nice looking pipe, and something, of course, where Peterson has continued to develop their quality control, which we've all had issues with over the years. But you know, you're seeing less and less of that as time goes on. So just another feather in their cap, and another kudo to them as you know, LawDC has taken them over and really continues to, you know, redevelop that brand and really put some energy into that brand. And so anyway, congrats Peterson for Pipe of the Year 2021, the Newgrange Spigot.
That's right, man. Congratulations to them. And you know, man, I mentioned it, it's one of the honorable mentions this year, but I gotta make mention again of the Tiberius. It was one of my dear Santa Claus wish list items, but
yeah,
a quality pipe from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. Of course, this podcast is made possible by our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. If you want to boldly go where no man has gone before, the Tiberius pipe is the pipe for you. Or so they say, because of course it is based off of, I don't know, inspired by some guy that flew some starship. I can't even speak to it. It's a quality looking pipe. You know what I mean? Like I won't speak to the inspiration, but it is a gorgeous looking pipe.
It is a beautiful pipe, man. I love the texture, the character of that stem, you know, the visual texture that you see in that stem and just how it evokes that kind of milkiness of a galaxy looking into the deep and thinking about, you know, man, what lies out there beyond the stars. And of course the pipe really does really hearken to that. And so, yeah, love it, man. They've done a great job and always glad to find a new fun Missouri Meerschaum shape. We had several people that have really taken to that and have enjoyed it. So check it out. You can find the Tiberius pipe at corncobpipe.com. Go there and you can shop amongst all their awesome accessories. They'll send it right to your front door, and we hope you support them.
That's right, man. And big thanks to the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, man, now we move into the community-centric awards, and I'm really excited about this because whereas everybody that we've talked about so far has been really deep into the industry, now we're really kind of getting more to, I mean, like, I don't know, the fringes is wrong because it's like, if you've got kind of the industry as the nucleus, you've got kind of the, what is it, the protons that rotate the nucleus, the accelerators? Yeah. I wasn't a chemistry major. I don't know if that's ever been made publicly known, but
I think it was just made public.
The point is, man, like those of us that rotate around this solar system, the community that really makes the pipe community what it is, this is the next couple of categories is where we really get to celebrate those that are doing some amazing work in the community, creating publications, creating YouTube channels, and really just fostering community. That is at the heart of really what this is all about. Because, man, we're talking about a hunk of briar. We're talking about a hunk of corn. We're talking about some beautiful leaf that has gone through wonderful processes. But at the end of the day, it is the people that connect over the kind of the practice of enjoying a pipe together. That's what really matters, man. That's what really matters. And that's what's kind of long lasting in this is the friends that we make along the way. And so I am really, really pleased to dive into these next categories. First one up. We're going to be talking about the best pipe publication of 2021. Now, man, it's interesting because as things have been difficult on the industry as a whole over the last couple of years, it's been, you know, paramount for folks to continue the practice of writing blog posts, writing articles, kind of keeping up what's going on and keeping people informed about the, you know, the products and then also the processes that are kind of going along the way.
Yeah.
Now, the way in which we do our best pipe publication, we talk about print, we also talk about web, and that can be other factors as well. So we've got two honorable mentions for this category. First one is our good friends at Pipes Magazine. Always love to give a shout out to the good folks at Pipes Magazine. It's impossible not to acknowledge the major work they're constantly doing for the pipe community.
Absolutely, yeah.
As well as the Pipe Nook, which is a kind of a multimedia platform at this point with YouTube channels, a shop, and then also blog posts as well. So honorable mentions to the Pipe Magazine and the Pipe Nook. But of course, man, there can be only one winner for our best pipe publication of 2021. Who was the best pipe publication of 2021?
Man, and it's a familiar name. It's the Briar Report. It is, man, once again, the Briar Report comes in as the best pipe publication of 2021. Man, well-deserved, I mean, too. They stay on top of the industry and of enthusiasts. It's a good place to connect with other pipe smokers and obviously the latest and, you know, news for any of the pipe enthusiasts, interesting articles or, content that you might be looking for if you're bored one day and want to peruse something that gets your pipe juices flowing, this is the place to go. And man, the folks at the Briar Report continue to do through both their video content and their print content. They continue to do a fantastic job, and we're just really, really happy to announce that. So congratulations, 2021 best pipe publication of the year. Once again, the Briar Report.
And I hope you'll indulge me on this, John David, because I know that, you know, the Christmas is past at this point and that sort of thing. But I think that this is kind of like speaks to a little bit of like the quality and kind of the fun that exists there behind the Briar Report. I want to kind of read an excerpt from an article that came out this past December 20th. And it was the 'Twas the Pipe Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Part
yeah, yeah.
two. All right. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is from Donald Hughes. He says, 'Twas the pipe before Christmas went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Three nuns were nestled all snug in their jar while scent of plums pudding danced in the air. And Mama with cream brulee and I with nightcap had just settled our bowls for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what's the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the green, the still growing grass, because of Houston and the still hotter than Ash, edited for profanity, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh pulled by a John Deere with a little old drover. So lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick, more rapid than eagles smoking pipes as he came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Sitter, now Author, now Blowfish in Dublin, on Bulldog, on Poker, on Zulu and Rhodesian, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now puff away, puff away, puff away all. And you have to check out the article for the full version, but I wanted to read that even though we're a little past Christmas.
No, it's great, man. Gosh, I mean, you know, he goes on to say, you know, speaking of Santa, he says, a pound of escudo he had flung over his back, and he looked like a piper just opening his pack. It's great. It's great stuff. Anyway, man, yeah, everything they do, of course, is just, man, so beneficial to the pipe community. We continue to love the original content they put out, but also how the Briar Report supports the greater pipe community by connecting other YouTubers and other blogs. They just have become a hub and a really great promotional kind of source for our community. And so, anyway, again, congrats. The Briar Report 2021 Best Pipe Publication of the Year.
There you go. All right, man. So this next category takes us from the print into the world of the visual as we talk about the best YouTube pipe channel of 2021. Now, it's interesting because if you think back to the earliest days of Country Squire Radio, we've always said that we felt, even when we were live on YouTube, we really felt like we were more like YouTube cousins. You know what I mean? Like we never really fully felt that we could kind of...
We were never a YouTube channel, YouTube pipe community. I mean, we were there, but yeah, I mean, we've always been a podcast.
That's exactly right. We've been a podcast first. We just kind of happened to be there as well. And it was an interesting, we felt very welcomed by the YouTube pipe community, which was very, very nice. But at the same time, we also recognized, we knew our space. You know what I mean? Like we weren't trying to trample.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, one of the things
that's not your turf, you know, that's my
exactly,
turf.
Not, right. Exactly. And so we've always wanted to be respectful. And so I remember when we added this category to our best of series, I was really excited because it allows us to really shout out some folks who are making content that, you know, the YouTube pipe community has really been kind of like the working horse of the pipe community, like online for some time. You know, you've got the great folks on Reddit and on blogs and on boards. But once the YouTube pipe community really started fueling up, man, you really saw a lot of connection. You put faces to stories. You end up kind of with this interconnectivity with people sharing different blends, best practices, and that sort of thing. Almost every single modern pipe smoker can probably track their experience of how they actually learn to appreciate the pipe to some YouTuber out there. And I think that there's something to be said for a lot of the folks that are out there making content.
That's a great point. Yeah really good.
So point. It's something that we really need to acknowledge, I think, as, you know, as a podcast, that we recognize that, you know, the YouTube pipe community holds a lot of weight. And so it is with extreme discernment, I guess, let me put it this way. It's with extreme humbleness, I should say, that we really
extreme humbleness and care right?
That we enter into kind of naming this category. We had so many great nominations because this is a community driven category. And because our nominations really do come from a community driven place, there were so many different YouTube channels to big up. And I tell you what, John David, do you want to read us through some of these honorable mentions that we've got?
Yeah, I mean, of course, some really well-known names and former winners and worthy competitors on this list. But honorable mentions this year for best YouTube community pipe channel is Stuffin' Things, of course, the Spurgeon Piper, which you'll remember from last year, Northwest Pipe Smoker, Pipes, Tobacco, and Whiskey, and of course, the return of Mutton Chop Piper.
And I want to talk about this real quick. First of all, just a major shout out to Mutton Chop Piper, who has been just a pillar of the community for years, yeah. Who has had some just extreme personal tragedy that kind of took him out for a time. And this year kind of made his return to the YouTube pipe community a little bit later in the year. And, you know, I just, you know, I feel like there's kind of like a salute that we need to do to him from that standpoint. Yeah. You know,
like welcome back, dear friend.
Yes.
And even like dear leader.
Absolutely.
Not to sound too, you know, Soviet or something.
No, not at all.
Welcome back, man. I mean, golly, man, what a pillar. There's so many people that can trace their pipe smoking family origin back to Mutton Chop Piper.
That's right.
And that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say, we know you've been through a lot, and nobody's mad that you took a hiatus with everything that you had going on. And brother, you're in our thoughts and our prayers. We're glad that you're back in the community. And yeah, just really appreciate you being back. And it would be wrong for us to talk about this category without spending a little bit extra time praising Mutton Chop and his return. Now, as I mentioned, he did return later on into the year. And as we kind of look at this category for holistically for the year as a whole, one of the things that I was really looking for is who is coming into this category, who's doing something interesting that is elevating the YouTube pipe community as a whole. That's something I always like to see in all of these categories, but especially in this one in particular. And so we've got a winner this year who's kind of a newer YouTube pipe community member, which is always a little bit risky when you kind of give that kind of platform to somebody who's a little bit newer, but somebody who I see really taking an approach to upping kind of the quality and kind of performance and the videography and the cinematography to his videos. And that is Get Piped on YouTube. Now,
Get Piped. Yeah.
Get Piped on YouTube. A newer channel. I definitely recommend checking it out. There's a little bit of a pseudo language warning on some of the stuff, so I don't want to give like a blanket, you know, holistically the kids can watch or anything from that standpoint. But in terms of, you know, somebody who is making content for the YouTube community and really kind of bringing that extra level of performance, that extra level of care to the attention of how he's describing things, you see him waxing poetic in a way I think that really speaks to the way that we prefer to look at the pipe as well. And so someone to definitely keep an eye out on, and somebody who's made some really interesting content that I think kind of elevates and I think encourages, you know, the YouTube community as a whole to really kind of think about upping that game to that next level. So yeah, Get Piped for best of YouTube pipe community channel for 2021.
That's wonderful, man. Congratulations. Get Piped.
That's right, man. All right, man. And then finally, here it is, the best pipe club / community for 2021. So,
wow. Talk about difficult.
Maybe we
and
should
talk
just
about
go
pressure
home now.
Too, yeah. Right? Well, that's the thing. That's part of the reason I'm drinking the champagne of beer still.
It's a little bit left.
You know, part of it, I do like the taste of it, which, you know, says something about my you know, tasting skills, but also sometimes you just need a beer for practical reasons. It's like, well, you know, there's a little pressure on, and I'm gonna drink a beer right now, and we're gonna announce this. Yeah.
Well, look, you know, you think about, you know, you all of the, I mean, the really reality is all of these different categories, whether you're a tobacconist, whether you're a pipe carver, whether you're, you know, making content online or whatever it may be, that all of these are really pillars in the community and the industry as a whole. But you track back to before the internet was a thing, you had the pipe club, you had the pipe community, you had these folks that were getting together at the local pipe shop, at their local pub, whatever it may be, enjoying their pipes together, sharing different pipe tobaccos, again, sharing best practices. It is the foundational community in which all of this innovative stuff has kind of grown out of. This is the soil. And when you think about, like, even today, just how things have adapted, have grown on the local level and on the online level, it's really, really incredible, man. So we've got some amazing, amazing clubs to give shout outs to. You know, one of the ways that we approached this is we looked at this from the standpoint of the club, both on a local level and online, kind of in a big category from that standpoint. So I want to acknowledge that as we kind of go into this. All right, you ready for me to run down these honorable mentions?
Man, I am. There's so many good ones here, and this is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is where the pipe community is gathering in today's modern world. Yeah. And man, honorable mentions, well done. Who are they, Bo?
Hi, man, it's Lifeblood. Here's the honorable mentions. We've got the Red Hood Secret Club. We've got the Spokane Pipe Club. We've got the North Texas Briar Club, Austin Pipe Club, of course, here in Texas. And the Chicagoland Pipe Collectors Club are all honorable mentions this year. But of course, there can only be one best of. So, John David, who was the best pipe club or community of 2021?
Golly, there was just it was just apparent to me, and it is a repeat again, and it is the Virtual Pipe Club, man.
Wow. Wow.
Those guys are incredible. What they're doing to connect people globally, worldwide, and just on the regular basis that they're doing it, the consistency that they're producing it, the quality of work and the breadth of it and all that. David Dorian Ross, his whole crew and family that they've put together there at the Virtual Pipe Club has just been It's just breathtaking, and it's hard to compete with, and not that it is a competition in this sense, but it's what they're doing at the Virtual Pipe Club is bringing up the whole community, and they're doing it in a very global fashion that's very consistent. They're putting out regular content, they're having regular meetups, they're having opportunities for guest speakers to interact directly with pipe smokers from all over the world to build this very broad spectrum of people that are all gathering together because they love the briar pipe, they love the corn cob pipe, whatever, they love pipe tobacco, they love the ritual of the pipe, and it's just so awesome. Every time I've been with them, which is not a ton, but it has been a few times, and it is such it almost makes you tingle, the connectedness you feel with pipe smokers across the world. These are people that you just, probably would not have met in any other setting. And yet we're all connected because we have this passion for the pipe and for the briar and all that stuff. And so anyway, DDR, all the guys at Virtual Pipe Club, kudos, man. Congrats. Once again, best pipe club community of 2021, the Virtual Pipe Club. Really, really excited for y'all and really thankful for what you're doing for our community.
That's right, man. Yeah, the Virtual Pipe Club. What a couple of years for Virtual Pipe Clubs in general. But the Virtual Pipe Club on top of that, man, apropos to have them second time winner for this category. But again, shouts out to all the honorable mentions and to all of the pipe communities out there. And this is always just a really great opportunity to shout out some different folks who are making some amazing things happening in the community and in the industry. John David, we mentioned at the top of the show, but this podcast would not be possible without the amazing folks of our Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club. And we mentioned it last week, but we've got these wonderful pipe tobaccos that are being gifted out to a few of our supporters. And we've got four more winners, three of which are going to be getting some St. Ives. I'm not saying like a whole, brick of it.
They're going to get 1 ounce of St. Ives.
Yeah, I get some St. Ives. And then we got some house reserve for one lucky winner as well. So you ready to run this down, man?
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Let's do it.
All right. So for the St. Ives, we've got Christopher Marshall. We've got Andre Tesser and we've got Joe Marty. And then for our Cornell and Deal House Reserve winner, man, we've got Edward Olson. So congratulations to all four of y'all. Thank y'all so much for your support of the show. We'll be getting y'all's contact information, all that kind of great stuff to make sure that we can get out this good stuff to you. But we just thank y'all so much for making this show happen.
Andre, I promise when I send you your St. Ives, it won't be poisoned.
I'm guessing that's an inside joke right there.
Andre's a dear friend, and just honored to. I'm literally as your listener is hearing these names, I'm learning them myself, and so excited to see Andre Tessier actually to have his name pulled, and all the others. Thank you so much for your support, and these are loyal members of the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club, and friends, we are so excited to send you all these tiny treats. So thank you. It's a small way we can say thanks for helping to support our show.
That's right, man. And the Best Of series as a whole is really kind of our way of saying thank you to the industry. Thank you to everybody who's out there making some really great stuff happen. I love the fact that I guess it was maybe 2 years ago, we really started kind of hammering up the honorable mentions, because it's not just, as much as you do love lifting up those one and kind of giving out those trophies, man, there are so many different folks that are making some amazing things happen. And so just look forward to another great year of Country Squire Radio. We've mentioned that we've got some big changes for us in this coming year that we're really excited about, and looking forward to sharing those with y'all soon. But I think for now, man, I think we can officially put 2021 to bed. And I could not be happier.
I know. It's like, do we say good riddance? Or like last week when I said, no, we're just going to send that kid to bed without his milk. You know, just go on to sleep.
Yeah. Just we'll
see you in,
go to bed.
We'll see you in 2022.
That's right.
Maybe you'll have a better attitude when you wake up next year.
No, man. We got a great year ahead. I know it. It can only go up for here. So be sure to keep up with us. You can follow us on Twitter at Squire Radio. You can follow the shop at _CountrySquire. You can follow John David at John David Cole. But all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. John David, man, it has been a year. Let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.